My name is Victoria Ketty, and you are listening to WGXC, Accra, 90.7 FM.
Moments before he's hit with a 40-foot wall of sulfuric acid that will horribly burn everything in its path. Now, that's real acid, so I want to see goggles, people.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
It's almost always safety first at the Thingularity Radio program, so don't let that happen to you. Have your questions answered by sending them to catskillmakersinfo@gmail.com and tune in every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM Accra or anytime at WGXC.org.
WGXC Underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences. Presenting The Witching Hour, a series that pays tribute to the special hour of night that welcomes the alluring and terrifying. This month playing The Fly, Sleep Has Her House, and Hexen, Witchcraft Through the Ages. Every Wednesday night. Information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Anonymous of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter.
Thank you. She copped the secret code and refused to join their coven. And I know a friend of doctor. He used to gamble for the proctor used to scramble minds for doctor who's too busy with your future, gave his mind to the big computer, 'cause he failed a miserable suitor. But I don't know if I'm followed or if you and I are swallowed. So I've given you a blueprint in 2 minutes, very well spent.
Hello and welcome back to the Inhuman City on WGXC 90.7 FM in Hudson, New York. This is a monthly program. This is a monthly program. Started with Kay Lemer, My Timid Desires. From A Period of Review, 1975 to 1983. And after that I played Drinks. Real Outside, Hippo Light. What's that? That is from? Pierre Bastien and Michael Banabila. Stray Carrier Pigeon from Baba Soiree. Another one from Drinks, Blue from the Dark. And finally, Alvarius B, Dr. Greenbaum. I'm going to keep playing things in for another 39 minutes. So stay tuned for more from the Inhuman City on WGXC.
Check the gut. They got the stuff. Experience the company can use. corporate foreplay, used and abused. Watch them flounder as I give them the news. 2 weeks' notice, a spit in the face, trash in the break room, put the vending machine in its place. It's a 2-for-1. You can't miss this game. Drop your loved ones. Do you feel real? Small break, a small break. A minuscule lapse in reason. Yesterday, my wife mistook me for a mannequin named Dave. But they'll see. Oh, they'll see. That they need me. They need me. They need me. What are the strengths and weaknesses? Do you do the drugs at home? 5 minutes early is 10 minutes too late. A penny for your thoughts? You should already know. Just relax, Joey. Take a load off. Or just hit the road. We don't need you anymore. We don't want you anymore. We found a better drug.
Just then, Jerry's spine rips through his flesh and walks off down the alley. His lifeless feet back yet climbing through the game.
We don't need you anymore. We don't need you anymore. We don't need you anymore. They don't need me anymore.
The doorman asks,
Jerry, are you all right? Jerry, are you all right?
Thank you. It is not necessary to be in love or to be in love with butterflies. The word butterfly is not a real butterfly. There is the word and there is the butterfly. If you confuse these two items, people have the right to laugh at you. Do not make so much of the word. Are you trying to suggest that you love butterflies more perfectly than anyone else or really understand their nature? The word butterfly is merely data. It is not an opportunity for you to hover, soar, befriend flowers, symbolize beauty and frailty, or in any way impersonate a butterfly. Do not act out words. Never act out words. Never try to leave the floor when you talk about flying. Never close your eyes and jerk your head to one side when you talk about death. Do not fix your burning eyes on me when you speak about love. If you want to impress me when you speak about love, put your hand in your pocket or under your dress and play with yourself. If ambition and the hunger for applause have driven you to speak about love, you should learn how to do it without disgracing yourself or the material. And so on until we come to speak the words with the exact precision in which you would check out a laundry list. Do not become emotional about the lace blouse. Do not get a hard-on when you say panties. Do not get all shivery just because of the towel. The sheets should not provoke a dreamy expression about the eyes. There is no need to weep into the handkerchief. The socks are not there to remind you of strange and distant voyages. It is just your laundry. It is just your clothes. Don't peep through them. Just wear them. The poem is nothing but information. It is the constitution of the inner country. If you declaim it and blow it up with noble intentions, then you are no better than the politicians whom you despise. You are just someone waving a flag and making the cheapest appeal to a kind of emotional patriotism. Think of the words as science, not as art. They are a report. You are speaking before a meeting of the Explorers Club, of the National Geographic Society. These people know all the risks of mountain climbing. They honor you by taking this for granted. If you rub your faces in it, that is an insult to their hospitality. Tell them about the height of the mountain, the equipment you use. Be specific about the surfaces and the time it took to scale it. Do not work the audience for gasps and sighs. If you are worthy of gasps and sighs, it will not be from your appreciation of the event, but from theirs. It will be in the statistics, and not the...
Those are the words of Leonard Cohen. Sorry about that level there. Those are the words of Leonard Cohen with a little bit of spacey accompaniment. That just after the witchy sounds of Farsax alone in Darkwood. And before that I played Psychiatric Metaphors, Small Break, Deep Break. And we just have, let's see, 25 minutes left to save some things up for that time. I was listening to this radio station earlier today, and I heard a program I'd not listened to before that I really enjoyed. Lost Worlds in Distant Places. Speaking of cosmic voyages that Leonard Cohen mentioned, it's a pretty cool show. It is a cosmic voyage told through free sounds, which is kind of like this entire radio station. But on the other hand, you can support the station as well. But either way, we're going to bring you cosmic free sounds and Lost Worlds and Psychiatric Metaphors and all kinds of other things. So stick around for the next half of The Inhuman City on WGXE 90.7 FM, coming to you live at this very moment from Hudson, New York.
Thank you. Modern Energy, Water Lane, 0171-5599. Dream Sat May, Tents and Tomatoes at Blackpool, where Jimmy Bloomfield has been brought back to host Joust in Modern Energy. One of the many football grounds have been converted to hold this revived sport.
From today and forthwith, Jousts at Modern Energy.
Joust in Modern Energy, charred landscape. Watching the female bouts at the beginning on the tent-bedecked terraces, I exclaim out aloud, too drafty in here. Those girls will certainly catch their death of cold. I'm shoved to left by bearded steward. But every movement, my companion catches, reprimands me. I am completely deaf, so cannot gauge my own voice volume.
Large tomatoes and golden beige striped tent plumped on brand new soccer terracing seem to symbolise a clean-shaven, sick, new decadent.
The Lancashire Northern Western Quarter has seemed to materialise overnight. Its citizens plump voyeuristic. Slowly they watch every movement by anybody or anything. I bless my uncanny ability to blend. My friend Matthew is not so lucky. His wife is home at last from hospital.
It is his first day out, in week, always energetic, and too sharp, and is obviously caught drunk. Borrowed a massive, decrepit Jaguar car. On brand new soccer terracing seemed to symbolise a new clean-shaven but chip greasy new decadence. The Lancashire Northern Western Quarter seemed to materialise overnight. Its citizens plump, voyeuristic, slowly they watch every movement. This makes New York look a phoenix. For LNWQ, read Rome ended.
For the East, read Sparta.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to The Inhuman City on WGXE and WGXE 90.7 FM. Tune in on November 16th to find out what happens next.